You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Just a quick introduction to this. This is something that I spoke at my church just last week. I'd say preached. It's about 11 minutes long. And I'm finally making a comment here to my church family. I want to share it with you. And I've called this the invisible man. It's a look at the culprit, who it is that's responsible for all the evil that's going on. You know, we keep quiet. I keep quiet about it. And it was high time for me at church to make a comment on everything that I see going on around me in politics and the evil there and all the shootings and all the evil going on. There's a culprit. The invisible man that no one out here wants to blame. That's what we're looking at here today. Tomorrow, stay tuned. We're looking at psychotropic drugs. That's another end time sign. The Lord's coming back soon when people refuse to give up their pharmakia.
You know, we've had a lot of tragedies in the United States these last few weeks. And I wanted to address them briefly. From watching the news for a limited amount of time, but an avid reader of news, let me address the problem here like apparently nobody else will. We ask each other all the time, what's happened to this country? And why all the evil? And not one newspaper or not one television network has neither discovered the problem or the perpetrator. I got a new name for the perpetrator. Being an old fan of horror movies, there's an actor called Claude Rains. You know what he was famous for? The Invisible Man. Not one paper or television network has discovered the problem or the perpetrator. The Bible says this in the 12th chapter of Revelation, verse 7. It says, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And that they did not love their lives to the end or to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows he has but a short time." That's Revelation 12, 7 through 12. Now, the Bible's got a lot to say here. I've shared with you all a few weeks ago what the Lord showed me about politics. And that is, no matter which side you're on, people are full of hate. If you're a Democrat Look at the Trump derangement syndrome out here today. People are full of hate. If you're on the other side, you hate what's happened to the country. You hate the shredding of the Constitution. What's the common denominator on both sides? Hate. And the invisible man laughs. No one identifies him. No one points him out. The problem is with Satan in this country. That's the one. That's the guilty party. I just figured I would just take a minute to point him out here today. In my opinion, as a Bible expositor and a studious observer of the Word of God, I believe that many people here in this world and in this country are infected with the spirit of Antichrist. It's a spirit that exists in this world and has for thousands of years. But say that Revelation chapter 12 has already happened, and that's very well possible. How does a person overcome all these troubles? The answer is right here, regardless of whether or not my timeline is right or wrong. We overcome Satan by, number one, and these truths are timeless. We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, in whom we have redemption, Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness or the remission of sins. Satan cannot harm us because we are the redeemed. And David said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Just like in the days of Moses, the blood of the Lamb protected the Jews from the death angel. As he passed over those protected by the blood, so you too are protected by the blood. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Number two, you overcome Satan by the word of our testimony. That is, left hand on a Bible, right hand up, and the words, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he's Lord. And he's my Lord. Now, Jesus said, when you confess me before my Father and his angels, guess what? I will confess you. Or I said that backwards. When you confess me before men, you I will confess before my Father and his angels, which are in heaven. You overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. You're redeemed by the blood. You overcome him by the word of your testimony. That is, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And you belong to him. Jesus said, don't fear the person that can kill your body. Fear the person that can kill your body and soul in hell. Him you shall fear. But no one can harm you. Lastly, we overcome him by not loving our lives to the death. John 12:25, Jesus said, he who loves his life will lose it. Now, that's a work in progress for me. I'm not there yet. He who loves his life will lose it. But he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So, why all the evil? Why all the derangement? It's designed to entice you to be filled with hate just like everyone else out here in the world. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It's a deception from Satan to fill you with hate. Look at the end result, Darren. Romans 8:6. It says, the mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God. It does not subject itself to the law of God. And it is not able to do so. Those that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that's not you committing adultery or fornication or some terrible sin. You know, in case you have not noticed, hate is not one of the fruits of the Spirit. It's not a good thing. Hatred is of the evil one. The mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God. This is a brilliant deception. It's a brilliant deception because it's not designed to have you come out here and commit adultery or to get drunk or hurt someone and murder or slander someone. The design is to get you filled with hate when God can't talk to you anymore. Here's the alternative. Like the heading of my Bible over Romans 12, verse 9, it says this. It says, behave like a Christian. Listen to this. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. You want to really hit Satan where it hurts? Love someone. Love your neighbor. Be obedient to the first two commandments. Number one, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. You do that by listening to everything this man's got to say today and putting it into practice. And love your neighbor as yourself. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit. This is Romans 12, 11. Serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, Bob, and giving to hospitality. And this, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men, if it's possible. As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil. Romans 12, 21, my encouragement to you today. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. From Paul's mouth to yours. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on your enemy's head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's my encouragement to you today. Don't be surprised by all the evil that you see, because Jesus' return is near. And he said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Pastor?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome back to
Make,